In Parashas Ekev, Peraches Halacha Aleph, Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Misavka Hayom Tishmerun Lasos Uman Tichyun Urisim Uvasim Reshtem Asaretz Hashem Nishba Hashem Rabosechem. So the Torah tells us, in order to keep Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep the mitzvahs. Like the Orach Chaim HaKodesh writes, Why Bahar Sinai Lemor? My Inyan Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai. So you have to keep Sinai. You got to keep the Torah and mitzvahs in order to get Eretz Yisrael. So Kol HaMitzvah, you have to keep all the mitzvahs. So that's the simple reading. However, Rashi quotes from Chazal another pshat, Kol HaMitzvah. You have to do the whole mitzvah. In other words, we have a klal, HaMachil B'Mitzvah, Omen Lo Gmar. You begin a mitzvah, our rabbis tell us, you should finish it. Like the Ramah writes, by Slichus, the Ramah writes, the one who begins a mitzvah, the one who daven Slichus, he should be the one to get to daven, because a matchel b'mitzvah omen lo gmar. So, where do we find the principle of the importance of finishing a mitzvah? So, there's a famous pshat, a famous pasuk in Bishalach, regarding Moshe, regarding the Atzvos Yosef, regarding the bones of Yosef. That we know that Yosef swore to his children that he should be able to take his bones out of Egypt. Don't let me be buried here, I want you to make sure. So apparently he was down in the Nile River. So when Moshe, when Klai Yisrael were leaving, Moshe, Vayikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef, as Chazal tell us, that while everyone else was busy collecting the Bizoy Mitzrayim, Moshe was involved in mitzvahs. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. He went ahead and took the mitzvahs. And therefore, he went ahead to go with the kfuras. So we see clearly, Yichach Moshe is Atzmos Yosef. We see Moshe took out the bones of Yosef. However, if you look in Sefer Yehoshua, it tells us this. It says, B'nai Yisrael, it's the Jewish people, Asher Holu, who took out Atzmos Yosef. So the pasuk in Yehoshua says it was the Jewish people who took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So which one is it? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu, or was it Klai Yisrael? So you could say, what's the kasha? Moshe represented Klai Yisrael. But if you don't assume that way, what's the pshat? Why does it say Moshe, and why does it say Klai Yisrael? So which one is it? So the Mefarshim point out, So Chazal tell us, from here we see the following principle. If one begins a mitzvah and another one finishes the mitzvah, who gets credit for the mitzvah? We learned that it's important to begin and finish the mitzvah. That's what normally happens. One begins and one, what happens if someone... If A begins, if Reuven begins the mitzvah, and Shimon finishes the mitzvah, so then what happens? So Chazal are telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu began the mitzvah, but Yikach Moshe is Atzmos Yosef. In other words, if he had, a video at the time, you'd see Moshe Rabbeinu carrying the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Is that what the pasuk say the Jewish people did it? The answer is that the one who finishes the mitzvah gets credited for the whole mitzvah. So therefore, the Torah the Navi gives credit to Klal Yisrael. So we see the one who finishes the mitzvah seems to be the closer, seems to one who gets the credit. It's like we have it. It's like we have by base. It's baseball season. It's like we have by baseball. Well, depends on different factors, but if you're in the right place at the right time, you could just pitch to. You don't have to pitch. You know, someone could pitch 90% of the game, and you could do 1% and still get the win. So they point out. So same thing here. So Moshe could have brought it all the way until. Right out by the Avar Yarden, and it was Klal Yisrael brought it into Eretz Yisrael that Pasuk and Yoshua gives them credit. So is that so simple that the one who finishes the mitzvah gets credit and not the one who started the mitzvah? Because we say in davening, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. We say the Mizmor Shir. So we know there are different blessings in the Birkas HaMazon. There are different blessings in the Birkas HaMazon. And the third bracha is, the second bracha is Nodu Achan Eretz Yisrael. And David and Shlomo were involved in the third bracha, Bo Nebarachamav Yushalayim Amen. So we know Chazal tell us that David HaMelech began building the temple. He did all the preparations, whatever he was allowed to do. His achash atim eis Hashem, that was his goal in life. So, although he wasn't able to build it, but he did everything in his power to do it. But ultimately, David HaMelech, Shlomo, actually built it. So, the question is, we say, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. We say, we give credit to David HaMelech for building the base HaMikdash. David started the mitzvah. Shlomo finished the mitzvah. So David should be getting the... Welcome, David gets the credit. Shlomo should be getting the credit. So we see from David that David, even though we see from David, Hamatzka, the one who starts the mitzvah gets credit, not the one who finishes. So we have an apparent contradiction. When it comes to Atzmos Yosef, Klal Yisrael got credit for the Gemara HaMitzvah. But when it came to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech got credit. So how do we reconcile the two? So one could reconcile with the following pshat. We know, I think Rav Fisher says this, others, we know, Bra Mizaka Lava, that we know the concept of Kaddish, especially for a son, for a father. You take on the mahus of your father. So, like they asked by Purim, we know, by Chanukah, we say, B'mei Matis Yahu. And even though he started the war, but his kids, Yehuda Maccabi, they're the one who finished it. So why do we give Matis Yahu the credit? So, some suggest because that is true. If you start and someone else finishes it, the one who finishes get credit. If your own children that finish it, so it's the same thing. It's like you're doing it. So too here, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis with David, even though Shlomo built it, but it's his kid, so therefore it's a continuation. Bra Mizaka Lava. And then you could say it's no kasha. Others want to suggest a difference between David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. And why did Moshe Rabbeinu get to bring... Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu get to bring the bones in? Or be Moshe on his very high madrega, and we don't know exactly what the sin was, hitting the rock, speaking to the rock, doing, getting angry. Lamaisa, he apparently, from God's position, he did something wrong, and he wasn't Zocha to enter into the land of Israel. So the question is, so Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, it was on his own, it was his own doing, his own fault, his own fault why he didn't get to do it. However, when it comes to David, he didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he did everything possible to, and because based on the passing of Divrei Hayamim, he wasn't able to build it either because he fought too many wars, or on the positive side, if he built it, it can never be destroyed. So, we know, is I think the Piskei Tshuva writes by Shiduchim, the one who begins, let's say someone sets up the couple, or not yet couple, they break it off, and then someone else sets up again, they get married, they get in the discussion, who gets the Shadchanis gelt? So we see that the difference is, perhaps, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was his own fault. He blew it, so to speak. So therefore, he doesn't get credit for doing the mitzvah. If you mess up, so you're not going to get credit. By David HaMelech, it was no fault of his own. So therefore, Mizmah Shir Chanukah Zabayis HaDavid. So we have the fact that either it's like David gets credit because it was his son, or David gets credit because he did everything on his part, everything possible. So perhaps we could offer another suggestion, that there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah of Kfura that Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in versus the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. We have two basic categories in Judaism. We have the category of Mitzvah bin Adam Wamakom and Mitzvah bin Adam Wachavero, the two Uchas. The first Uchas represent bin Adam Wamakom, and the second ones represent bin Adam Wachavero. So the question is, what's the difference between Mitzvah bin Adam Wamakom, my nafkamina? So the Mepharshim point out, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, that if you notice in the Gemara, we find that we know mitzvah strichas kavana. We have home achokas with the mitzvah strichas kavana, in it stricha kavana. But the discussion is always by lulav, matzah, by mitzvah, by amul makam. We don't find a discussion by mitzvah strichas kavana, by mitzvah, by anam achavero. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman and others explain, because when it comes to anam achavero, when it comes to anam achavero, it's result oriented. We're interested in the bottom line, helping the other individual. When it comes to Adam Wamakam, God cares about your makshava. That's why the lach is of someone, that's why we don't make a bracha on Mitzvah Adam Wachavero. But if someone drops a $20 bill and he picks it up, even though you didn't even know you did it, nevertheless, one has the ability to go ahead and they get the mitzvah. They get the mitzvah of tzedakah. So we see there's a fundamental difference between b'ano l'makom and b'adam l'chavero. One is that b'adam l'chavero is result oriented. And Renandam Wamakam, it's more Mach Machshava. So therefore, based on this, perhaps we can understand the difference. When it comes to Kfura, the ultimate mitzvah, Ben Adam Achavero, Chesed Shel Emes. So then we understand that you go ahead, and if you don't finish the job, then don't do me any favors. Take my body and just dump me in the midbar. Thanks, but no thanks. So therefore, the Pasuk in Yeshua gives Klai Yisrael credit. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate bit, Adam Lamakam Karbanos, it's all about your Makshava. And that's why David gets the credit. So to summarize, we have three Pshatim. So as we said, to summarize, we have three possibilities. The apparent contradiction. On one hand, we see from Atmos Yosef, the one who finishes the mitzvah gets credit. But by David HaMelech, we see the one who begins to get credit. So one answer was, Einachinami, really the one who finishes get credit, like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, by David and Shlomo, when the son takes over what his father did, it's like the father did it, like we find by Bnei Matisyo. Even though he started, he didn't finish the war, but he gets credit for it. But really, they're assuming the one who finishes normally would get credit. Or others suggest, no. The difference is, it depends. If you did everything you can in your control and out onus, you couldn't finish it, so then you'll get credit for it, like David HaMelech. Akal Sha'atim Eitz Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he messed up, and therefore he couldn't get finished. It was on him, so therefore he doesn't get credit. Or do I say no? It all depends on what category of mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvahs, when I'm a chaveru, it's all about finishing. So the one, just to leave my body in the midbar, don't take it out at all. You'll end up causing more harm than good. When it comes to mitzvahs v'enel makom, it's all in the makshava, and therefore David does get the credit because we know what he wanted, and that's how, as well, we have the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh. The yad represents action, your hand, and the rosh represents makshava, your head, thought. And if you notice, when you first put on your yad, then the rosh, you take off your rosh, and then you take off your yad. So they point out that we know that the Tefillin Shel Rosh represent also the two categories. Rosh is Ben Adam L'Makom, and Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So therefore, when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, it's the result. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fulfill the result, so the Klai Yisrael got credit. But David is Ben Adam L'Makom. So therefore, he gets credit. Mizmashiach Hanukkah Sabayis with David.